Hey guys, welcome back
to the Spoken Word Podcast.
In 2022.
Happy New Year.
Let me tell you, man, it's been a hot minute, man. We ain't recorded in quite a while, but it's good to be back. How are you, man?
I'll explain. I'm getting there, man. Let me just touch on this. So the reason why we're not recording, because unfortunately this happens, right? I've been sick over the, I'm still not even fully 100% now, yeah, but I've been sick over Christmas period from like Christmas Eve, and then you wasn't feeling really well for quite a while as well.
We'll touch it, man. It's part of 2021, isn't it?
Yeah.
Early December, so a month ago now, I tested positive for COVID-19. And basically my girl got it. She alerted me straight away. I took a lateral flow test. I took multiple lateral flow tests, came out negative. I was like, let me just take a PCR just to be on the safe side. Yeah, I took a PCR test on a Friday, I believe. And then on a Saturday early morning, this what annoyed me as well so much, bro. During these times, yeah, I had mad energy. My energy was high, bro. Like, I was getting up early, going to work, just working hard, just doing bits and pieces, innit? Like, my energy was at its highest, innit, yeah? So waking up at 6 a.m. was nothing to me at that point, innit? Then 20 minutes later, I got a text from NHS. Oh, your result came back positive, innit? I was like, oh, crap. But that day, I was completely fine, innit? And then I saw to my girl, and then she had symptoms by this point, innit? Like, quite bad, kind of bad symptoms, innit? And then I was like, no, I'm feeling fine, innit? I was giving it the big one. I was on that FaceTime tour. I was like, darn. I was like, dude, I was like, dancing. I was like, look at me, I'm fine. I'm 100% that. I was like, shadow boxing. I was like, yeah, see, look at me. What, COVID? I'm still
taking a piss, man.
Yeah, I was kind of like rubbing in the face. I shouldn't have done that. Like, that's the karma. And then, boy, the next day, it hit me, but it didn't hit me as bad, innit? But it just felt like a flu, innit? It just felt like a cold. And then that was on the Sunday. And then Monday, that week, bruv. That week, I entered the gates of hell, fam. Monday was, because obviously I think the government abroad really told people to like work from home now. I think if you can work from home, innit? And then, actually, no, that's a lie. I think that was like a week later. I had to isolate obviously for 10 days, innit? So I had to work from home. So got on my laptop, started working for like 10, 15, 20 minutes. And then I got up. My head just spun in it, like proper spun. My knees just went weak. I had to drop back onto the couch and I was like, whoa, let me rest in it for like half an hour. So I couldn't get out of bed. I was literally bed bound from that moment until a week later. And yeah, COVID's no joke, man. I took it for a bit of a laugh and all that. And I can tell you from my experience with COVID-19, man, it is no joke, man. Like every day, you know, you have a cold and every day, like the first two, 3 days are bad and after that gets a bit better.
Yeah.
For me, it got worse, innit? Like every day a new symptom came in it. I remember when you called me that day and I answered, I was like, bro, I can't even talk to you right now. Like I was in that much pain and just like, I had a migraine. And I don't suffer from migraines, innit? And I got migraines, the back of my eyes were hurting. Like I couldn't even turn my phone on because the brightness, couldn't have my lights on. The aches and pains on my body. Oh, it was just hell, man. It was literally, I think I caught the worst about like actually going to hospital, if that makes sense. And then, bro, I can't lie, I was even like reduced to tears at one point. I was actually crying at one point. It was that bad. So because what would happen is during the day, I would be okay, not okay yet, but it would be like, say from like 1 to 10, 10 being like the worst pain or whatever, and 1 being fine. I'll be at like a 5, 6 in it. And then during the night or the morning, I'd be like at 8, 9, 10. Yeah.
So I'd be worse at night then.
Yeah, it'll be worse at night. Like I'll go sleep and I'll wake up like a couple hours later and I'll be like sweating. Like literally my bed would be like pool of sweat in it. Or I'll be like shivering or something. It's like cold sweats, whatever in it, yeah.
Yeah.
And then in the morning, I'd say if I would like open my eyes like 8, 9, it would literally take me 2 hours to get out of bed because I just do not have the energy. Then I'll have a shower. I literally have a shower to like catch life in it, and I'd only feel good for like half an hour and then whatever in it. So yeah, it was horrible. That lasted like 10 days. And even after 10 days, I still wasn't at home. I was at like 80%. I was still tired. Like I'm back at work now. I was negative at this point. I'll go back, I'll be at work, I'll go home, I'll full sleep straight away. Like, it's no joke, man. So that's why,
how's the taste and smell? I know you said that you lost that, isn't
it? Yeah, so I lost my taste and smell on the third or fourth day. Got pizza go-go, innit? You know how pizza go-go, innit? Yeah, got pizza go-go, ordered it, yeah. Didn't collect it, because you only collect it cheap, I had to order it, so I had to pay more. Bit it, I was like, I can't taste a thing. I was like, please don't tell me what's happened to me, innit? And then my smell gone, innit? I think I was like, don't tell me my smell's gone. So I got my aftershave, sprayed it, I was like, can't smell nothing. Got some cream, I got like a really strong cream in it. Can't smell nothing, I was like, gotta say. So my taste has come back. I think it's near enough there, probably like 78%. My smell's not really come back though, I can't really smell anything.
Oh, your smell's still not really any better?
Yeah, not really, I can't really smell that much.
But your taste is getting back.
Yeah, but my taste is near enough there, innit? So that is the reason why we didn't record in early December. And then obviously, because it took me like, I got back to 100% like myself probably just after Christmas. Or just before, no, just after Christmas, I would say. Yeah. So literally last week, I was like 100%. The week before Christmas, I put like 90% in it. Yeah. So we were supposed to record. I was like, bro, I can't even do it right now. Like, I ain't got the energy in it. And then also, you got ill around Christmas, innit?
I think, and I'm not gonna, I can't prove this year, and it's trying to do, maybe because I didn't take the test at the right time. I think I got COVID. I think I had COVID, you know.
Omicron or Delta?
I don't know. I think I had COVID.
Yeah.
So what happened was, so I was working on Christmas Eve, and then I started getting sore throat. And then, so my mom's tested positive for COVID.
Oh, really? When?
The other day.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Sorry to hear that, man. I hope she gets better ASAP. Right. Has she got symptoms or?
Well, it's like, bro, what really is the difference between cold and COVID symptoms? They're more or less kind of the same, if I'm being honest. You know them ones.
But that's what I'm saying. The first day I had symptoms, it was a cold, but after that, it was not like a cold. I was in a different stratosphere, innit?
This is the thing.
I was not a cold or flu. So it affects everyone differently, innit?
I'll explain where. So I must have like got a sore throat, and I finished work at like 1 o'clock. And then by that point, so many people at work started testing positive for COVID. And then they were, and people were dropping like flies just before Christmas, taking them tests for the 10 days. Obviously, I took the test, came back negative. So I still have to be there. And then Christmas Eve, everyone was breaking up for Christmas holiday. So on Christmas Eve, I started to get a sore throat.
That's the one thing I didn't get was a sore throat.
Yeah. So it's like my throat was dry and I hate that. But normally when I get a cold or get anything like madness like that, always goes to my throat first. The first thing I get, my throat becomes dry and becomes a bit sore. Yeah. Not sore, but dry.
Yeah.
The next day, it might become a bit sore. So it's dry and now it's a bit sore now. And then on Christmas Day, my throat was peak. It was a nuisance, yeah. But then I was still able to, I could move, but then I took a lateral flow test on Christmas Eve, and then but it was negative. But I think I should have took one at the peak of where I was feeling proper the worst. And I don't think them
lateral flows, they're bandoodoo, man.
I know. The thing is, you want a PCR test for more accuracy. Problem is, if you probably heard on the news, you can't even like get them now. You can't get them.
You go to the test center, I don't think you can get all the 2 hours.
No, you can't do both. They run out. Even at the test center wasn't doing them.
Oh, really?
It's all over the news. That's why they're trying to get help from Wells to because there's an emergency. We've got all these people that can't get tests, can't get the PCR test.
I think even that
will flow is an issue at the moment as well. Definitely PCR is not available at a time like this. So I couldn't even get that. So you can only
Do you know anyone? I know you get back to what you're saying before. But I was saying, like, do you know anyone right now that doesn't have COVID? Literally, everyone I'm speaking to now literally just got over COVID or tested positive for COVID, innit? Yeah. Do you know that this whole month of December, everyone I know has got COVID-19?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Everyone I know has got COVID. The only person I know is my mum, literally, as it were.
Yeah.
The people I think you'd expect to have, like, COVID, don't have it. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, my mum, like, she, like, you know, like she's a healthy woman. She's not like, you know, like obese or majorly overweight or nothing. She's just like a smoker, isn't it? Yeah. Or like my dad is like, he's quite, he was slim back in the day, but he's like quite overweight now, isn't it? And I'm like, what was he like? I'm quite healthy and young and all that. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm catching it. Obviously, I'm not vaccinated as well. And you're vaccinated. You're double jabbed, isn't
it? I still need to get the booster.
Yeah. But yeah, sorry, go back to what you were saying.
Yeah, but then that, so Christmas Day, Boxing Day, oh my God, Boxing Day was a madness. I couldn't get out of bed for the first, I couldn't get out of bed until maybe like after one or two, brother. I woke up, headache hurting, my eyes, back of my eyes was hurting, yeah? My eyes hurting.
Same as me, yeah.
Bro, my body was in pain. Yeah, my eyes was hurting, like it was like literally there was like pressure on my eyes, headache, and at this time I've got the throat thing going on as well, and then yeah, it's just crazy. Headache.
That sounds like COVID, and do you know what? Admit, and it probably it's not as far fetched as well, because remember you said at the workplace someone popped positive for COVID.
Bro, multiple people were getting COVID in the last few days.
Like
every day, 2-3 more people with COVID. Yeah. And then Boxing Day was a madness. Yeah. I couldn't get up. But I felt so weak. I felt dizzy. I felt like I was gonna collapse when I was done up for too long.
That's same as me. Yeah, that sounds like COVID, man.
And bro, I want to say this is how embarrassing, bro. I think either that day, that night, or the day after 27th, yeah, I can't remember, bro. Similar to what you said, bro. I woke up, bro. I thought I went to bed. Bro, my sheets was all, I was wet from my head, the pillow was all soaked, the sheets were soaked, and I'm like, I had to check myself, like, bro, and honestly, I didn't wet the bed because it didn't smell of piss or nothing like that, man. Bro, the whole, my everything I was wearing was wet, bro, puddles, and I'm like, what the fuck, bro, it was even worse, you know when something back in the day when you wet the bed, bro, yeah, it was even worse than that. Because normally when you wet the bed, it's only down like where your genitals are and your legs are close to the pieces. No. But bro, from there, to the head up, pillow, everything was wet. I'm like, what the fuck?
It was hot. I was horrible as well because I was sleeping with a shirt on at that time, innit? Yeah. I don't normally, I was sleeping with a shirt at that time, so I just wanted to like keep, you know, warm in it. It took me like a good 2 minutes to take off my shirt, bro. I was like,
yeah. Just like, everything like that.
And
so,
the pillows. Yeah, and like, I had this like, I don't know, man. I had this when I had COVID, I had like a weird taste in my mouth and a weird sense of smell. Like everything just smelled bad, innit, fam? And I was just like, it's the worst thing.
When I did eat food, I never lost my taste or smell or sense of smell or taste. So I was able to taste the same, more or less. The only thing that was slightly off with the taste, but that's normally comes with a cold anyway, so your taste can kind of be altered in a bad way, but that's normally with a cold anyway. That's why I'm unsure. But then these symptoms were mad. And then the next day, it was wet again. It wasn't as bad as the first time. And then it was like that. And then if you know, now recently I have like getting runny nose, like cold in my nose, and now I've got this cough that lingers on. I swear, when I have a cold, yeah, the cough is the last thing for me. And it lingers for ages. Cough,
yeah, I swear that takes months.
Bro, it does. Every time I get a cold, it's the last thing to go. And even when I feel better, I'll still be coughing for like for like 60 days plus. And then eventually it'll just go. And I forgot that it'll go. I come used to coughing. And then after that, eventually it'll just stop. And then I'm completely, and then there's nothing. So even past the cold, the cough will just stay with me for like 90 days, man. And then after that, then eventually it'll just stop.
Yeah, cold. But then
my mom tested positive for COVID, but then I took another test the other day and then it's negative. Bro, I think that it must have been one of them ones where I just didn't do it at the peak or something, because how did my mom get COVID, man? And then my dad started feeling a bit funny as well now, and I was the first one to feel peak in the family.
What about your brother?
I don't think he's going. He don't really get nothing, bro. Yeah, that boy just keeps it. That boy just spends his life in his room. Yeah, but then that was it. I'm thinking, it don't make no sense that how my mom just end up getting, something not right. I don't care what that test's saying, man. Nah, bullshit, man. I had to call it, man.
you
probably, and it's also possible that I didn't catch it and it was just a mad cold, because my mum did go out, to be fair, the other day before. You never know, you could call
that. Because you got the same thing going around. There's a cold, there's a flu going around. And I don't know if it's true or not. I saw this on Twitter, but probably not true because it's on Twitter, of course. And it's like, oh, that the cold and the flu can mix a corona. And I heard someone call it flurona. But COVID, bro, for me, it wasn't even just the physical effects I was going through, man. It was just psychologically, fam. Like, I was actually, at one point, I was scared to go to sleep, bro, because I was like, I thought I would have been going to wake up in it. I was like, oh, do you know, I might end up in the hospital or like, and then on the seventh day after I tested positive for COVID, my chest started to get tight in. And I was just like, I was getting scared, fam. And I was like, I literally had shortness of breath in it. I was just like, and then I was changing my bed sheets, yeah. My girl was with me. I couldn't even change my bed sheets. I was getting out of breath. I was like, you have to do it. You have to like clean, because the house was, you know, when you're ill with it, yeah. Your room becomes dirty, isn't it? Because you've got like tissues, and you know, you don't clean your room properly. Or, like, for me, like, the whole house, it was so bad, I had to keep swapping rooms for me to sleep in, because of like when I was sweating and all that, I had to like go in the living room, and I had to go in my mum's room and all that. And then my mum was away at this point, innit? So like, I was cleaning the house, and I called my girl, I was like, yo, you have to come over, because I don't have the energy. Like, I'll be changing the pillowcase and I have to stop and then catch breath. I'm like,
that's mad.
It's horrible, man.
I didn't get nothing like that, bro, but I'm just knowing. And also, I'm like, bro, I got this thing, right? Like, when I'm not feeling good yet, I just don't want to move.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, and the thing is that I'm like, I'm not going to lie to you, I probably shouldn't even say this on camera, innit? But I got pissed off the workplace, man. I was like, so hold on a second. So you make me get ill over a holiday, yeah, for me to recover in time just to go and do work again.
Yeah, because
I'm like, bro, why? Because you're like, bro, why didn't you shut the thing down when everyone was getting COVID, man? And then
I said they should have shut. That's what happens when someone pops positive for COVID in an office or a building. They shut the whole thing down. When you said your place was still open, I was baffled. I was like, what the hell?
Christmas Eve, yeah, this was the most dumbest thing that was happening. I was thinking this person is trying to get up. I swear, this person is intentionally trying to infect people with the illness, you know. You know this guy, yeah, who's working, right, on Christmas Eve? He had a bit of authority that day because he's one of the more senior people, more senior role, yeah. When he was doing announcements and talking, my man was just coughing uncontrollably, yeah. And he was walking around, he was touching people while he was coughing, he making sick. Bro, man said that, bro, my man was even giving someone a massage on their shoulders, bro. And I'm like, bro, I was thinking, what, are you essentially trying to get people, make people sick or something? Why are you even here coughing like that, yeah? The way you're coughing is that, you know, you're not good, yeah? And you're there touching people as well. Like it was like this was normal. I was thinking, bro, what are you doing? And my head, I was like, bro, what is this Donnie you're doing, man?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why a man got sick. I'm thinking, nah, man, these people made me sick. They did it on purpose, man. But you didn't shut the place down. All these people getting COVID, and then you kept the place open, and then you must be sick over COVID. Bro, to me, bro, disturbing my holiday, man. I don't like being disturbed on holiday like that, man. Making me all over on holiday, for which I'll cover back in time just to go back to you.
Literally, bro, like, the amount of times I've been ill this year, bro, it's actually scary, fam. I'm actually scared that it's like, even with COVID, I'm scared now that it's affected like my organs or my immune system, innit, man?
Well, some people it is, doesn't it? Long COVID.
Like, my immune system has taken some damage, man. Because even months before that, like August, September, I was getting ill. I was getting a cold every 4 to 6 weeks, bro. And you know what I'd get? You know I start to feel ill? On a Friday, on a Saturday, on a Sunday. Yeah, but during the week, I'll be like, I'm starting to get better, fam. Yeah, and there's always like, and during these times, I was going out quite a lot, innit, fam? Like, I went to go to the, not a zoo, but what was it? Safari or whatever, my girl, innit, bro, and I was bloody ill, innit, yeah? And then another time, I went to go out to Putt Shack, I was ill, yeah? Every time I was trying to do activity, I got ill, innit, yeah? And then I got ill in like October, November, and I was fine. I was like, okay, hopefully that's the last thing now, innit? But I can walk into 2022 healthy, innit? No, Callum, we're going to give you the Rona, fam. yeah, gonna give you the Rona, and then you're gonna feel like what bad health really feels like, innit? So this year for me, man, I hope I'm taking my vitamins, taking my greens and all that. I need to get back on the egg, like running and stuff like that, man. Because fam, you can't do nothing with bad health, man. Obviously, we touched on that a few episodes ago as well, man. Because
I had that, man. But that's basically been the wrap of our Christmas.
That is the highlight of literally the majority of this country of this year, of the last quarter of the year.
Bro, to me,
COVID was catching bodies.
Honestly, I want to say positiveness on this year. But why do I still feel like this is 2020 still? I still feel like 2020 is still here because even in 2022,
it's like 2020 part two, isn't
it? Yeah, because the reason why, bro, even Christmas, I didn't even feel, bro, that was the most least Christmassy I ever felt. Yeah. I'm not even gonna lie.
When you're ill around Christmas as well, because I was
bro. Do you know how non-Christmases eat? I'm not gonna lie to you. The tree didn't even come up. That's the first time in history the tree didn't come up from where I've been alive.
I feel you, bro. I feel you. Luckily, my past two Christmas, they've been like pretty decent, isn't it? Yeah. Like before, like, I used to spend it with my dad, innit? It was all right. On Christmas, he pissed me off, innit? And then I was ill as well. And I think I mentioned this before, but I meant to take medication. I was taking Viagra, fam. I got a splitting headache, bro. and a stiff one.
Nah.
But yeah, that was pretty fun.
You took by accident, innit? And then you started to know why you was feeling a certain way.
Basically, I get like, seasonal depression, innit? Like, when it hits, as soon as the clocks go back in it, and then the days it starts to get darker, like 4 o'clock or like quarter to four, and all that. Like, I start to get depressed around October again, you know, November, innit? Like every year, fam. Every year, and I never clocked onto it. I was like, why do I always feel down? Like, not even just down, like proper. Like, I don't want to come out of my bed, fam. I don't want to do nothing, innit? I think it's just seasonal depression, innit? So I'm just like, and I feel like each year is getting worse and worse, man. But luckily, but around Christmas time, it's normally pretty good, in it, man? But in 2018 Christmas, it was horrible, man, because I just buried, like, my cousin, like, literally 5 days before Christmas. And then Christmas happened, got ill, and I had some other issue as well with someone else, and it was horrible, man. Christmas is the one time of the year you don't want no shenanigans, you don't want to get ruined. I also want to eat my Christmas dinner or my pigs and blanket or whatever and watch Harry Potter. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's
a birthday and Christmas, man.
Huh?
Yeah, do you know what I'm saying? I don't want nothing. I don't want no little nothing going off peaceful. And it's only Christmas Day, boys. I live for Boxing Day, man. I love Boxing Day
for some reason.
It's Boxing Day. It's the football, man. It's the football. Do you know what I'm saying?
But I'm not going to lie to you, yeah? I'm not going to lie to you. When I was younger, I know this is also not what Christmas is about. I know people make it about that these days, isn't it? When I was younger, bro, Boxing Day was another opportunity just to top up my present collection, bro.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, I don't know if you, them ones, yeah, where like the aunties or uncles or great aunties, uncles, they come in on Christmas, they visit you and they give you more presents, bro. So you have pending presents for Christmas Day. They come in.
Exactly.
Come in and you top up.
When you're younger, it was probably bad, isn't it? You know, when your mum wanted to go out shopping and all that for Boxing Day of sales, she wants to go next or something, but she's taking you along with her, man.
No, I didn't get that. On Boxing Day.
I remember back in the day, man.
On Boxing Day, you kind of visit, you'll visit family or they'll visit you.
Yeah.
Like, you'll see aunties and uncles or something like that, or like great aunts or uncles on Boxing Day. And then, you know what, on Boxing Day, I'll get a little present here and there, and I get a little £20, £25, £30 note. In my pocket, and I'm like, yeah, thank you, innit?
No, only give you money when you're young, yeah. I'm like, but I don't, I'm a kid, innit? I don't need it. I need the money now, bro. What do you mean the money now?
Oh, yeah.
I need the money now, fam. I got bills to pay.
Brother, that's what I was on, yeah.
I've done the other day, innit, bro. I'm like, man, I'm paying off my credit card, but I'm not walking to the new year, man. Bare debt in my hands and all that, man. I literally cleared off like a good 90% of my credit card debt, man. Let man, just left me broker than a joke, man.
Bro, Yeah, that's that credit card. That's all crazy. But yeah, New Year, but Boxing Day, yeah, I couldn't even go to my aunties and uncles and cousins in like down the road. I couldn't do that with this time. My mom and dad went, I couldn't, because I was just feeling, because it was just so peak. It was just so peak how I was feeling that day, you know. So I couldn't even do that still. So I just had to stay. And yeah, bro, like I've not been feeling good at all. And it's just funny that now I'm recovering just in time for work. I don't know. It just seems too coincidental that all of a sudden you recover just in time. I'm like, nah, man, you owe me holiday, man. Taking another 10 days, yeah, man. Yeah. You owe me, man. Don't do that.
You're back at work tomorrow, innit? So I was like, yeah, we're getting you primed and ready just so you can go back to work. I'm going back to work on Wednesday, man. I don't even want to go back, man. Like, yeah. I've enjoyed this time off. I've been off since the 23rd, 24th. I'm going back on Wednesday, innit, man? Today's a Monday, 3rd of June. I don't want to go back.
I'm not going to lie to you, yeah. I always wanted to do this, yeah. And it's a fantasy because it's very unrealistic, but I've always wanted to do this. I've always wanted to win the lottery over Christmas period or like New Year's and then wake up on New Year's Day or like with all this money like in my account. Because if I'm being honest with you, I'm going to say this. Whether I should or not, I don't care. Yeah. If I'm being honest with you, if I won the Euro Millions over Christmas, or Christmas Day was, I know it's £15 million, or New Year's Eve, I think I'm not coming back. I'll just resign and just say, sorry, I've had a very good opportunity. I have to take it, unfortunately.
You're talking about work.
I'll say that.
I won't even call them or nothing. I won't even say that.
I will just, you know, a thing of me, I've got courtesy. I'll say that. But I'm being honest with you. I wouldn't come back. You know them people, I wouldn't come back, bro, because it's, to me, I'm gone. I'm being honest with you, man. I'm going abroad for a week somewhere.
If I wake up and I win the lottery in the morning, I find out I won the lottery in the morning, do you think I'm in ends by the afternoon? Do you think I'm in this country by the afternoon? I'm halfway across the Atlantic, bro. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm being, bro.
I'm not even packing any bags. I'm bro, not going.
What I'll do, you know, a lot of places they'll say, oh, you have to hand in your notice. I don't care if you won't pay me my final week because I didn't hand in my notice. I'm gonna be honest, I'm gone. I'll tell you I'm not coming back. Yeah. I'll say fortunately, a very good opportunity has come up and I really can't turn it down. It's going to change my life forever. And I know I should hand in the note, but I won't hand in the note. I'll just dip, man. Because to me, I'm like this. I don't like giving my time to places, man. I value my time. Like, even if I'm doing nothing here, I just value my time in it. And I leave my time to myself. I don't like giving my time to corporations or places in it. So man will just dip. I'll just say I'm sorry I ain't coming back. Unfortunately, like even if they threaten to say, okay, cool, you've breached the contract, you didn't pay your we can't pay you your final way because you didn't turn in your note, I'm sorry, I have to leave. I don't care. I don't do that thing, and it's not a personal thing. I'll just do that, but I will tell someone that I'm gonna come. I won't just not turn up. But that's a bit mad. Yeah, that's what I'm just being honest with you, innit? And if I'm honest as well, yeah, I just feel like I'll just start doing things that I feel like I'll probably end up in an open relationship. If I'm honest. Even for the first few months, bro, like, I'll just go out with 10 girls at the same time, bro. I'm just being honest with you, bro. Like, I just feel like, and then the one that I feel like is behaving the most, yeah, I'll just treat her the most out of all of them with the money that I've got. I'm just being honest with you, man. I'll probably end up cheating. Like, that's what, like, that's my values. But I'll probably just cheat. And I'll cheat because I just feel like there's more to give. There's a lot more money at stake for me, so I could just explore. Like, you know, ones, isn't it? You shouldn't do it. I'm not advocating. I'm not advocating cheating. You shouldn't really do that. But I just feel like I just want to do a lot of things.
Let's not hope you win the lottery then, man, because I don't want to, you know, compromise your goals.
No, do you know what? Okay, I'm saying that, yeah. Do you know what? In general, a rule of thumb, I wouldn't do that, yeah. But I just feel like that's probably why I'm getting open relationships, so I can say that I'm not cheating.
Yeah.
I'll do that, and I'll go to a place that I don't even like. I'll go to America.
Mm.
And I'll go to Las Vegas, innit?
I'm just gonna say Vegas,
man. I'll go to Vegas, and then I'll probably just go somewhere. I'll probably just go to the Caribbean, innit? For like a week or two. I'll go to Jamaica and St. Lucia.
Hey, look, told you, man. Look at this Florona, fam. Don't know if you can see it.
Yeah, I haven't seen that, bro. I'll go to Jamaica and St. Lucia because I've never been before, and like I've got heritage there. And then just do though, because it's expensive, isn't it? But yeah, that's what I was going to do. So over there, so over Christmas year, with this illness year, I literally thought, I was convinced I was going to win the lottery, innit?
This guy thinks, bro, you think you're going to win the lottery all the time, bro, right?
No. Yeah. You know what? I'm one of them people that probably would, but I just don't know when. But I will do that. I'll do that still. And I will be happy, bro. Because the first, you see this for the January, I love, the thing with me, yeah, I love the early part of January, man. I love the early part of January, even though I don't like the season of it being mad cold and all kind of stuff. I just like the start of like the year, man. It's always a disturbance in the force, bro. Like, remember in 2015, bro, we started, I think we, what did you see? Focus.
Yeah.
That was early in January, innit?
Yeah.
And then until disruption happened around March.
Mad disruption, bro.
15, yeah.
That was 7 years ago now, man.
Oh, shit. 7 years ago. Oh, my God. Bro, I remember that like yesterday. Yeah, 2015.
I don't like how we're approaching, like, 2030. It sounds too futuristic, man.
Yeah.
Like, we're hitting the years, yeah. They would say, you know, the movies back in, like, probably like the 80s, 90s, and probably like early noise, they would say, like, oh, the futuristic films are the year 2029 or the year 2036.
I remember, you know what, it's so mad. I remember even when Call of Duty was set in 2025, and I thought that was far-fetched at the time.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, that's too...
Imagine you're being...
And that's in 3 years now.
Imagine you're born now, like, I'm born in 2022. I'm born in 22. Imagine that. You know how we say, like, oh, I'm born in 98.
Yeah.
Or born in 96 or 87, whatever. Yeah, I'm born in 22. That don't sound right, bro.
Bro, it doesn't even sound right. Bro, it doesn't even sound right saying that he's born in 07, man.
Yeah, even that, man. And they're like, what? If you're born in 07, you're probably like, what? We'll be turning 15 this year, innit? I still think you're like 4.
You know?
Or even younger than that. And like, even like when we have kids, fam, they're going to be like, if you have kids in this decade or like the next decade, either 2020 cycle, 2030, this, like, yeah, my youth's born in 2031. Like, what?
Yeah, that's a bit mad, isn't it?
That sounds mad, man.
Yeah, that is actually proper. The thing is, we were born at a weird time, bro.
We were born at a weird part of the end of the century.
Man, it's the end of the century. So we kind of saw all these, we saw so many things. Like transitions of like tech and ways, methods of doing things. Like we just saw so many different stuff, bro. Because that, bro, deep it, bro. In 8 years' time, bro, they want us to all have electric cars, bro.
Oh, they want us to have like, and they want us to have like microchips, bro. You and these flipping microchips. I don't know, man. If you can give the stuff off the internet to be these microchips.
I heard someone talking about chips to transform your cells or something in your body.
Or like the was it the conscious? They can upload your conscious onto like a hard drive or something.
What?
This is
bro. This sounds like stuff. You see this stuff in films, yeah. I think films have been films have been future reality and we didn't realize it. We just thought it was a fantasy, yeah. But it just sounds like stuff that can.
What is Elon Musk flipping Tesla?
Yeah,
Elon.
And
that, bro, that's another episode for another day because I want to chat about them.
Elon
them
Musk.
Three. I want to chat about Zuckerberg, Musk, and Bezos, man.
Bezos,
because I don't think they're no good, but I want to see.
You think they're what? You think they're bad news?
I don't think they got some next hidden agendas, bro. Like, and you know what makes me like, you all these tech billionaires as well, bro. You know, you look at them, bro. They all like, they give us some weird vibe, bro. Like, I watch their interviews, they're talking, and they look dazed off. They look like they're just gazing, but they're so in tune at the same time. They're just like they're all like, they might come across a bit socially awkward, but they're just all like, I bet you they're like hardcore introverts. Just hardcore introverts.
Yeah, a lot of them are.
But they all got these similar attributes, man. Like, I'm just like, you lot are no good, man. You're no good.
The only thing I know is they got a lot of money, man.
Yeah, man, bro. It's just what they're doing.
I think it's electric. Do you know what? I think Tesla, even though I like Teslas, yeah. I think Tesla was the real villain that just came in, man. Because ever since Tesla come in, all of a sudden, like, now we have to have electric cars, man.
Not even that. But I think Zuckerberg is metaverse and all that, man. I don't know too much about it, but
it's something to do with changing Facebook to something else and doing
that. Yeah, some virtual reality and all that. But like, I need someone to tell me to watch this video.
Bro, do you know what it is? Yeah, you see all this stuff. This is some Sith Lord shit. Bro, you see Star Wars? Star Wars is real life. I don't care what anyone says, man. Star Wars has been telling the truth from time, bro. This just sounds like something out of Star Wars, bro. Metaverse and... Sounds like some Sith Lord stuff. Like, you know the Metachlorian shit, bro, and all that.
The Republic.
Yeah, bro, it just sounds like something mad, bro. And these people that we talk about, bro, they just seem like Sith Lords, man.
They are literally like Palpatine, bro. Like,
bro, Sith Lords barely actually speak.
Yeah,
that they were doing their own thing.
But I could imagine Bezos. If you put the cloak, the hood on Bezos, man, yeah, he kind of looks like Palpatine because he looks like a ball sack anyway. Do you know what I'm saying? Or like a bald egg with wrinkles. So he could be a Palpatine.
No, I think Elon Musk is the biggest Sith Lord, dude, man.
Zuckerberg is like, Zuckerberg is quite young actually. I think he's like 37, 38 or something.
Them man
are just treacherous, man.
Treacherous. Yeah, bro, like electric cars, bro. Do you know how much flipping murders are gonna happen where someone potentially tries to run you over, but because you can't hear the car, you just get murdered silently?
Yeah.
There's actually cars, if they don't make noise, yeah, you can't hear a car coming. If you're not watching the road, yeah, or you don't see something, it's peak, man.
I was just saying, all this stuff that's happening is literally the COVID, you know, you mentioned electric cars and all. It's all happening in like our prime years. It feels like everything that was good back in the day is like, no, that's bad now. We're kind of off now. But it's like, I'm in my 20s, though. I want to experience driving, you know, a gas, you know, a car that's got petrol and all that, not electric and stuff like that. I want to do this. I want to do all the things you couldn't do, that you can't do now, that you could do back in the day, man. Yeah? And it's all happening in our mid-20s as well.
Yeah.
It's like, man, let me live, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, we do this podcast, yeah? And I'm quite, we're not raw for the sake of being raw, but we try to be authentic. We try to be respectful, but we want to keep it authentic as well, yeah? But like at the beginning, I'll say when it was recorded, I was a bit like, you know, nervous. I don't want to get cancelled. And I kind of got over that phase in it, man. But it's like, for like everyone's just walking in eggshells, man. I'm like, why are we walking in eggshells? Why are we living like this, man? I'm in my mid 20s, yeah. I want to live life to the max, man. I don't even be scared of what comes out my mouth, yeah. I want to live, man. I don't want to drive no damn electric car. I want to drive a normal car, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro, the thing is, yeah, I know we mentioned that we see the car thing before we move on briefly, yeah. I said this, did we touch on this on the show before? I think I ain't got a problem with electric cars existing, yeah. I'm actually for them, but I still want to be able to drive my petrol car, and I still want you producing petrol cars. I don't see why we have to have one one or the other. And my one has to always fall out. Yeah. the only electric car that I probably have is a Tesla. That's because it only is electric.
Yeah. What about hybrid? Are they still gonna produce like hybrid cars and whatever?
I don't know, bro. They won't. The thing is, though, you know what's so peak about it, though? Like, on one hand, they don't want us. I think ideally they don't want us to drive at all. That's why they're making every road 20 miles an hour, stopping you from driving a car. But at the same time, upgrade. Because, bro, electric cars are expensive, isn't it?
Especially in London, they don't want children up to drive, bro.
Yeah, but now it's spreading up outside to other parts of the country.
The UAE has been expanded, man. I saw the other day, it was like, it's coming up to like near Brixton and all that. Like Brixton Hill. Where else is like the permits, man? Even in Central, there was talks in like, you know, Oxford Circus and all that. Yeah. They want to make it like greenery in it. Like there's no road, which to be fair, that makes sense in it. Because walking on the pavement in Oxford Circus, man, or in Central London, so it's just a nightmare in it. So it would make sense to make the pavement, the sidewalks like bigger and all that and eliminate public transport. Yeah, or decrease it. So that makes sense in it, man. But it's just all this stuff that we've grown up on. Yeah, like remember like Hot Wheels and stuff like that, innit?
The toys. Yeah, of course.
We're gonna have like little Tesla cars now, outside, like Tesla toy cars, man. The world is changing too drastically for my liking, man. It's too drastic, man. It's this whole like everything. Everything's just changing too quickly, man. Even like annoyed me as well recently, man. How I'm not gonna go too much into it. I'm gonna wrap up soon, isn't it? Yeah. Obviously, there's a whole little Harry Potter phase craze going on right now, man. Isn't it? Obviously, around Christmas, everyone watches Harry Potter, innit? Sky Movies do the Harry Potter channel and all that, yeah. And there's like a quiz show with Helen Mirren, and they've done the reunion as well because obviously it was 21 years now, because in 2022 since the first movie came out, Philosopher's Stone. Or Source of Stone, if you watch it from America, yeah. And you got a reunion, yeah. But guess who's not there?
J.K. Rowling,
the creator of Harry Potter.
Yeah, J.K. Rowling.
I'm just like, what? Because you said a little two things about transgenders and stuff like that, which, in my opinion, did not come across as hate. I thought what she was speaking was facts, innit? Yeah.
Yeah, 100.
And you're not gonna have the creator. Of the Harry Potter, which is spun off into some.
That's why there's beef, man, because she's not going to be there.
Yeah, but you know, it's ridiculous, man. Even like they're saying that, like, oh, you know, like Quidditch in Harry Potter, it's an actual real life sport now, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
And they said they're changing the name of Quidditch, bro. I'm like, we wouldn't even have Quidditch if it weren't for her, bro. What are you talking about?
Hold on. So if you see when they're changing this Quidditch school, which is in Harry Potter, that's the thing where like you do these, like you sit on the thing, innit?
And you're then, on a broomstick, innit?
Yeah, you're on a broomstick, and then you've got the stuff like that. But then, are they changing the name to try and like phrase her out of the picture?
Yeah, but it's like there wouldn't be no Quidditch, just like there would be. There wouldn't be no Harry Potter if it wasn't for her. And I think because obviously, like Emma Watson's like a woman's rights activist, and
she's a feminist.
Yeah, all that stuff in it, and I don't know, man. I just feel like to not have the creator of Harry Potter on the reunion, yeah. Like, I know she didn't play that much in the actual films, like, I don't think she was EP in any of them. I think she EP'd like probably the last two films. I think she wasn't heavily involved in all that, but still, man.
Like, she was more about the books,
yeah. But still, she created the damn thing in it, and also, it's a book film adaptation in it, so. I don't know. It's just
the Philosopher's Stone book came out in 1997.
Yeah, so they came out like late 90s, isn't it? And then the films.
Yeah. And the first one was in 01.
Yeah, they bought the actual rights to the film in like 99. And then obviously from 01 to 2011, 10 years, a decade, the Harry Potter films were out, innit? And then I don't know. It's back to what I was saying. It's like all this change and all this is happening too drastically, man. People don't just change overnight, bro. Yeah? You see, like, with racist people and all that, fam, yeah? They're not going to stop being racist overnight, fam. Yeah? It's a process, fam.
It's a process.
But you know what? And he's still...
Hold on. One thing I want to mention. Hold on. What's happening with Chucky online?
I saw that. I watched it last night because I saw on Twitter, I was like, oh, Chuck Lanahan, last episode and all that. And then, because I was watching that episode yesterday, but I didn't finish it, innit? And I watched the last half of it, yeah? And he mentioned the end, he's like, yep, last was Chucky online. I wouldn't look too much into him.
Yeah. People, like that, the speculation, oh, hold on a second. I even saw people, there's people, you know, people watch that, yeah, that show, yeah, that even know watched, yeah. I know that one guy on Twitter that we both know who he tweeted or end of it. So obviously, a lot of people will watch, a lot of people I see on social media that they clip it on their snap, I think, or their snap or the Instagram story. I'm like, oh, I didn't even know you watched it. So all these people, he's obviously, he is really known now. Yeah, he's over 100k subs and he's putting that out there. And then at the end, right, it's got from 2015, 2021 at the credits. But some people are rumored, some people are saying, oh, he's doing his rebranding, he's changing the name because maybe something to do with he might have got a deal somewhere and they're about to get paid. And then I think apparently the name could be seen as controversial, half cast. Yeah. The name could be seen as controversial or something. So they said, oh, so apparently what could happen is the reason why you have to change the name now is because the name is controversial if you want the bag. Because basically people are saying they're about to get paid now. But then I heard some people saying that it's not that they're changing the name, it's that they're going off of YouTube and exclusively to Spotify or Amazon or something like that. And then you can't even actually watch it no more. Like, it's something mad like that, man. Like, it's just so you...
That's good, no. I'm happy for them, man. Like Chucky, Poet and all that. Like they're like, they are my favorite podcast.
Actually. Yeah, they are my favorite.
I've always loved them in it. They wasn't always my favorite. It was Brilliant Idiots. Brilliant Idiots with Charlamagne and Andrew Schultz back in the day, yeah. Not so much now, yeah, but back in the day. And Taxstone. Oh man, free Taxstone, man. Yeah. Them two are like my favorite podcasts, innit? They're like they're American, innit? No, but now, today, in the past like year or so, or a couple like 2 years, Chucky Online.
But they say that Chucky Online is like the UK version of Brilliant Idiots.
It is, and it's even better. It's even better. Chucky, man. I'm not gonna go into man because we'll be here all day, bro. But he's a wonderful.
Hey, what's better, Chucky Online or Brilliant Idiots?
Nah, Chucky. Chucky Online is best podcast across like America, whatever. Doesn't matter what genre, it was urban, whatever. Just the best podcast in the world. Better than Joe Rogan. I know Joe Rogan's got like millions of followers and subscribers, and he gets with his big guests on every now and then, man. But Chucky Online, man, it's the best. But do you know what, man? We'll wrap up there. Well, do you know what? Chucky Online actually inspired us. Inspired. I was inspired by a few podcasters like Taxstone, Charmin, and stuff like that, Chucky. And you know, you could even say they're the reason why like we're actually doing this today, isn't
it? Yeah, 100%. How it was like this year. So with a podcast, I remember I said we talked about starting the show for ages a while ago. I think I talked about the show before I started watching him anyway, yeah. But then there's some couple, I don't know what it was, yeah. I was watching him one day and the whole setup, and I was like, this is sick. You know what? We actually have to start now, man. We keep talking about starting, we're not actually doing anything. Let's just start it. I just hope, well, I don't think it's ending, man. If anything, he's probably changing the name, bro.
Yeah,
no, good luck. Just do us dirty like that, man. You can't just drop it out there and have all your fans just in limbo thinking, yo, what's going on? What and they're not saying that. You can't do
it. It is now, man. I think they'll make an announcement in the next couple of weeks or so, man. But we'll see in that, man. But do you know what, man? We'll wrap up there. Guys,
sorry it's been a long,
you know. So happy New Year, first of all. Sorry we took, you know, some bit of time off, obviously, you know. Both got ill, the whole Christmas period was a mad one, but we're back now.
I'm still not 100%, but I get to come back. You get to wish you Merry Christmas. What were you saying? Well, I said it on the social, but it wasn't the same. Yeah. Happy New Year. I look forward to 2022. But anyway, guys, yeah, thanks for listening, those that are back home on spot on our platforms. And yeah, we'll tune into the next episode. Peace.
Peace.